B-Pod Studios.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Too short.
The weekend's over.
Oh, I can't believe it's Monday. Where did the weekend go?
The weekend is over.
I gotta go back to school. I gotta go back to work.
The weekend is over.
They've turned Monday into Monday.
Mondays suck.
Quit complaining.
Stop complaining.
And get back to work.
Do you know what time it is?
That's right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. It's Monday morning. And how's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Seriously?
I am. I'm happy you're back.
Are your brackets holding up?
I don't know. I haven't looked. How are they holding up? I think I might be dead last.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll cover all that for you this morning. Let's see here. We got, things coming up on the program this morning. 720, the 80s song of the day, and it's worth $1,000. Two times a day we give away $500 in cash, so be ready for that. 7:20 this morning, we announced the 80s song of the day today. Gronk retires.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. I'm obviously sad because he's fun to watch on so many levels, but I think it's good for him.
He can finally become a movie star.
Yeah. Or go to the WWE or whatever it is.
I'm going to miss the big guy.
Yeah, it is kind of disappointing, but I understand. You know, 10 years in the NFL. A lot of injuries, a lot of surgeries. Good for him.
It's funny, you know how people poke fun at Gronk like he's not the brightest bulb?
He's pretty
smart. He could be the smartest guy of them all.
I know. He's quitting
while he's ahead. No, it's like the injuries, the concussion thing.
Okay, CSI Canton, LBF.
Oh, yeah, we got
that coming up for this morning.
Happened over the weekend, but we're now the Incredibles because we're a crime-fighting family.
Crime-fighting family.
Yes.
Okay, we got that coming up for this morning.
Explains your stretchy suit you're wearing.
Hey.
Do you have any idea about how old you were when you first noticed that you were beginning to turn into your parents?
I don't think I've turned into my parents.
You haven't,
yet.
Really?
No. They're way too good to me.
They've done a scientific study, and they know when we each began turning into our parents on average.
I was 31.
Really?
You were 31?
You know the date?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Okay, it was Christmas Eve.
You know exactly what it was. Okay.
I do.
Okay, we'll share that coming up this morning here. Let me see. We got Powerball jackpot. You mentioned that. That's up to $750 million now. That's huge. The Mueller report is in. No collusion, according to the Mueller report.
Well, according to the attorney who read
the attorney who read the report.
Yeah, so
and now everybody's bitching about that. So, they have an investigation of the Mueller report on the Mueller report. Let me see. Granted 60 seconds coming up in 10 minutes. It's all happening this morning right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome, morning, everybody, and welcome now to Vacation Stories on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So I went off to Florida last week, a little vacation, and as you know, perhaps you don't know, I really love pizza. So there's a place, and I was down in Florida over the holidays, you know, it was like 10 weeks ago. And so I went to this, my favorite pizza place down there. It's a really nice little Italian place, but they specialize in pizza called Venezia, not to be confused with Venezia, which is right here in Dorchester.
Right.
So I go into Venezia. This is the last time I'm down there, and I order a pizza. Now, you know, I have my favorite, I would like a pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, peppers, and onions on the pizza. You know?
Wow.
And so the pizza comes, and I can hardly wait for it, the oozing cheese and all that stuff, and suddenly I notice there's no cheese on my pizza. So I call the waiter.
Hardly any room for it with all that stuff.
So I call the waiter, and I say, look, what's the story? There's no cheese on my pizza. And he said, you didn't ask for cheese. And I said, you know, isn't that kind of an intrinsic thing with pizza? It's implied. Yeah. Pizza always comes with cheese.
Yes.
And he says, but you ordered everything else, but you didn't order cheese. And so we had a little discussion about it, and I ended up not tipping the guy. See?
Yeah.
So I felt a little bit not too bad about that. So I go back this past week when I go down. I'm going to go back.
You felt not bad enough about not tipping.
I'm going to go back.
Go back, yeah.
You know, okay. And so I go in, and this waitress comes up, and so I say, okay, I'd like to order a pizza. I'd like a sausage, pepperoni, mushroom, green pepper, onion. And could you put a little extra cheese on there?
Yes.
And she says, oh, I don't think you want to get extra cheese because we have a lot of cheese on our pizza. And I said, oh, au contraire, not necessarily so. I said, I was in here about 10 weeks ago, and a guy gave me a pizza, with no cheese on it. And her eyes got really big, and she says, "You're the guy."
Oh, no.
I said, "What?" She said, "You sat right over there, right?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Yeah, everybody knows about that.
Oh, my God.
The guy who didn't get any cheese on his pizza." She says, "The guy, the waiter was new."
No, I don't feel like that's not an excuse.
And I said, well, I felt kind of bad about it because I didn't tip the guy. And she said, "That's okay. He didn't deserve a tip. He doesn't work here anymore."
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Was he new to the restaurant or new to the planet?
He was new to the planet, okay. I think. Yeah, okay. So there you go. There's your pizza story this morning here. Now, in the meantime, the Hankster is standing by. We're going to check traffic in a minute. But we're going to check your brackets coming up. Next, how your brackets doing?
Let's just say this: I thought that it was over. I thought this is it.
This was the whole
thing. I wanted to know who won this morning, so we'll get into that and Brian Bell's reaction.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised by Gronk's announcement yesterday.
Oh.
No, you weren't surprised. I mean, you know, kind of mixed emotions on this whole thing.
I was shocked.
Were you really?
I had convinced myself that Gronk was going to come back after the way he wrapped up. Great Super Bowl to get another ring, and he's been at Gillette almost every day working out.
Wow!
You know the rest of the sports world. You know, as much as they hate the Patriots, this is pretty much a lot of things have been posted. Here's one of the things that this kind of sums up the feelings of everybody else. Says it seems to happen time again. Just when you think the New England Patriots dynasty is over, they still somehow are able to claw back year after year like a zombie that takes pleasure out of ripping the heart out of its vanquished victims. But now, they'll have another major challenge to overcome. Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, is retiring. So, I don't know.
I think it's good. But that's the mother in me.
I just think
that it's best for his health and it's best for him. Go out on top. He has a nice girlfriend who I follow on the Insta. And
occasionally get juice at the same place.
Exactly.
Right?
We get juice at Ruta and Canton. So I'm going to bump into him now. He has more time to go there. But I think it's a good thing. I mean, he's been injured so many times.
Well, he gives... You know, he always gives like 200%. He never goes down on the first hit.
That's because he's bad at math.
That's right.
He is a beast. Go to WROR.com to see the Gronk highlights, and they are spectacular.
And they've got to post. Listen to this. Check this out, okay?
He's a beast, period. He's robbing the locker room, and he's robbing the meeting room, but he's the Gronk when he's out on the field.
Unstoppable! This is a 6'6 acrobat to the big house!
The man is a monster on the field. He will not go down. He can't stop the kid. He's a freak. Unbelievable. This guy is going to be scary good.
Yep. That's a good prediction. Yep. And that's one of the reasons he was hurt all the time, because he wouldn't go down.
Oh,
he's kept taking those hits.
It was amazing.
Only turns 30, May 14th.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Wow. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, meanwhile, he apologized over the weekend for his indictment for soliciting a prostitute. He'll be arraigned on Thursday. It's owner's week. NFL owner's meeting's out in Arizona.
Is he going to go to the owner's meeting?
Yes.
He is going.
Yes.
Okay.
Celts lost their fourth straight. They fell to the Spurs, 115-96. Bruins in Tampa against the league-leading Lightning tonight. Sox wrap up the preseason against the Cubs in Arizona today and tomorrow. They open the regular season Thursday in Seattle. And Sweet 16 set for Thursday. Top-seeded Duke survived a scare from the University of Central Florida, 77-76.
Wow,
that was close.
I watched that. That was very close.
Brian Bell in second place in the WROR.
That's right. So, Lauren, while you were away, you know, LBF has never done a bracket. So we convinced her to do a bracket and told her how, you know, a lot of times the person who knows nothing about basketball will go on and win the office pool.
Maybe they pick a team because they like the color of the uniforms or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I am dead last.
You're last?
Dead last. Yeah. And I just thought... I thought this was it. It was just this weekend, but it's not over. It's never going to be over. We have so many more games to play and so much more humiliation on my bracket.
Do you want to know who's left?
Yes.
Okay. We got it for you right here. Hold on. We don't have it right there.
Well, it's there somewhere, Lauren.
There it is.
Oh, good.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organ's in as a 12 seed? The Sweet 16.
Now you know.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's really an honor to have a crime-fighting family member in the studio with us this morning.
The Falcones are now the Incredibles.
Yes, the Incredibles. Yes.
Wow. We are crime fighters. So an interesting thing happened over the weekend. We were walking to my mom's for breakfast yesterday.
Oh, you wanted to steal her HBO?
No, my brother was in town, so we were all having... So we got up, and we're walking down the street. And we're walking down the street, and we notice across the street... Actually, Dave did. He said, there is a suspicious hooded man across the street. And I'm like, what? So we noticed this house. This guy was kind of just standing by the window and the door of a house. That he.
That's a nice looking house, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's lovely. But anyway, yeah, if you're going to pick a house to stand next to that one. But so Dave was like, that's really weird. So he stopped. I had to follow Lucy because she was going to my mother's because she knew bacon was on the menu.
Yeah, sure.
So Dave kind of hung back a little bit, and the guy proceeded to walk down the street as well because there's a train station down the street. And so he's like, I'm going to say something to him. And I'm like, you know what? Not a good idea. I don't think you should say something to him because he looks a little strange, and you don't know what's happening. Why don't you call the police? He's like, okay.
See something, say something.
See something, say something.
Dave's from New Jersey, though.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. He wants to take care of it himself. So he called the police, and then we had breakfast, and it was lovely. And then we're walking home, and he's like, oh, the police called me back 3 times. And I said, well, you should call them back now. Should I? I'm like, yes, you should. So he calls him back, and they caught the guy. He has a history of breaking and entering.
Viennese. Really?
Yes. And,
really?
And then the police had to go to the house and check everything out. And then they found that he did, in fact, break in. And now they arrested him. And Dave comes running across the street after talking to the police all this time. He's like, I got my first caller. I got my first caller.
Nice.
I was like, okay, Sipowicz. All right. So all day, I mean, it was like all day. He's like, he's at the front door watching the whole entire thing. He actually said at one point, I think I found my second act. I think I want to be a police officer.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, my God.
Did he wear a short-sleeve plaid shirt yesterday?
No, he didn't. I was like, I'm going to get you one. He used to work for the sheriff's department, and he has a badge. He's like, I got to get my badge. I'm like, oh, my God.
Get out.
I'm living with a fourth grader. I'm living with a fourth grader. But it was really, I mean, it was really interesting that this could happen. I mean, it's a busy
main
street.
Road.
And we're right across the street, and it was weird. And then I had weird dreams all last night that people were trying to get in my house.
Oh, wow.
So when you see something, say something, but you're going to be freaked out a little
bit. And if you're going to break into a house, dress up like a landscaper or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Good tips.
For breaking in.
The thing is, what he took was apparently a lot of booze, and I'm like, I have an alibi.
Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ethos walks into $3 Dewey's and spots Lim reading the Bangor Daily, and we hear...
Well, say, Lim, what are you reading in the paper?
I'm reading my horoscope.
Really?
Mm.
Well, tell me, do you really believe in that astronomical horoscope mumbo-jumbo?
Oh, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I'm a Capricorn. We're very skeptical, you know.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lord and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lord and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Well, for the mighty New England Patriots, it looks like it's going to be sort of an end of an era here with the announcement of made by Gronk over the weekend about retiring from the whole thing. You know, mixed emotions. I understand why he did it. I'm glad he's going to do it, and he's coming away with his health and all that thing, but I'm going to miss seeing him play, you know?
Do you think he's going to stick around here and be like a local legend, or do you think he's going to go away?
I think he's going to be with his family.
I think he's got such a presence around here. He'll probably stay somewhat local.
Yeah.
Have some of, you know. But I know the guys down the hall, too. And this is interesting. The WWE is in town tonight for Monday Night Raw.
Yes. Oh.
And I know there's been talk about Gronk going to
wrestling
yep. movies.
He like, could be the new Rock.
Who knows?
Wow.
You think there's like a coincidence in the timing of this thing with WWE right. being in town tonight?
I think he could be like a wrestling manager now because, you know, he could still really get hurt wrestling. I mean, that's a pretty tough sport.
I thought it's all fake.
Well, the actual like hitting the ground and stuff is pretty real, though.
Right. You know, when you jump off those ropes and do flips and all that kind of stuff, you gotta, you know, get.
Still kinda,
and he's had two back surgeries. He's had the two arm surgeries,
concussions,
concussions, stuff like that. Yeah. So I know.
Yeah, maybe he should just go straight to the movies.
Yeah,
that'd be
because you know. Although, have you seen him act?
You know, everyone, you know, not everyone is good at everything right away.
That's a good point.
Okay, remember the first, do you remember the first time you ever saw him play?
I was thinking about it because I do remember the very first time. It was 2010. It was the third preseason game for the Patriots, and they were playing the Rams at Foxborough. And the reason I remember it is because I was at the game.
Yeah.
Because our family member, Amendola, at the time, was on the Rams. So we went wearing Rams gear, and this kid came out, Gronkowski, and he caught a ball at like the 10-yard line and dragged all the defenders 10 yards for a touchdown.
Had like four guys hanging on him.
And we're like, who is that? And there it's like Gronk was born. He just
the rest, amazing. As they say, the rest is there.
Always remember your first time with Gronk.
Absolutely.
Oh, I bet you do. Well, let's forget that.
That sounded rather uncomfortable, didn't it?
Well, depends.
Okay. Well, you're probably right.
He's even a verb now. Wow, yeah, grunted.
Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I'm very excited about Dirty Laundry today. J-Lo is coming to Boston. Barbara Streisand serves as a bad example. But first. I watched The Dirt on Netflix, so you don't have to.
Thank you.
It's the biopic of Motley Crue. First of all, it's pornographic, just so you know. Wow. I was like, what? Right out of the gate. Like, whoa.
It got a huge spread in all the national publications.
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. Excuse me.
No pun intended.
Yes.
But anyway, it's terrible, but I feel like it might be like one of those things that's so bad that it's good. It's campy. But it's just basically the debauchery of Motley Crue and how they behaved and the drugs, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Problem with it, it doesn't even address Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee and all of that stuff. It's like she didn't exist. It was only the Heather Locklear years. They skipped over really important stuff.
Is there a lot of Nikki Sixx in there?
There's a lot of Nikki Sixx. Yeah. He was messed up. And he did not come from a nice family. That was kind of the sad part about it. Also sad that when Tommy Lee met Heather Locklear, he confused her for Heather Thomas on The Fall Guy. True story. And it was depicted in that. I know. Interchangeable. Yeah. Whatever. And Vince Neil had a kind of terrible life, too. He got into a car accident and killed somebody, and then his daughter died. Not a spoiler alert, but everyone knows that it's, you know.
Sure.
But it's...
I read it in the papers.
So. It's terrible, but it's also worth, watching. But don't watch it with your parents or your kids. I was actually even uncomfortable watching it with my husband. I'm like, ugh. I would never... I just don't understand. I guess I know why guys would want to be rock stars, but I don't know. There's a lot I learned, and I'm old. All right. J-Lo is coming to Boston. She's got a concert dates for It's My Party Tour. She's celebrating her 50th birthday. I can't believe that J-Lo is 50. I have not taken care of myself. She is going to be at the Xfinity Center July 16th. So that's kind of fun. I like J-Lo. And I don't like Barbara Streisand right now, and I'm really upset. And I'm not really happy with Diana Ross. So Diana Ross tweeted yesterday about Michael Jackson and the whole Leaving Neverland documentary. And she wrote, this is what's on my heart this morning. I believe and trust that Michael Jackson was and is a magnificent, incredible force to me and to many others. Stop in the name of love.
Hmm.
You know, she has the right to her opinion, but...
Remember that period when he was looking a lot like her?
Well, they were like, he loved her.
Yeah.
And she was like a mother to him.
And he had that plastic surgery, and then he started looking more and more like her.
Well, yeah, I mean, that, yeah. He obviously, the guy is a very disturbed, was a very disturbed, strange man. But Barbara Streisand took it to a totally different level. She had said that in an interview that she believed the survivors, oh, absolutely, that was too painful. But she also said Jackson was very sweet, very childlike, and asked about the abusive behavior in the documentary. She said his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. You can say molested, but those children, as you heard say, they were thrilled to be there. They both married, and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Wow.
So he's giving her a pass.
Thing to say. She's walking back her comments now, saying that she feels deep remorse for saying that and that she didn't choose her words wisely.
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
Jeez.
Yeah, people should not give interviews sometimes. I think say no next time, Barbara. Just say I don't want to talk about it.
Why do we equate performing talent with intellectual ability?
Yeah, I know. I have no idea, judging from you guys. I always take my political advice from, you know, from rock stars and things like that.
You know, I like Barbara Streisand, but I do not like what she had to say. So,
yeah, I saw A Star Is Born.
That one? The middle one?
Yeah.
Listen, you have to see The Way We Were.
Yeah.
That's our bone of contention. I'm watching The Unforgiven. It's taken me a while.
You're still watching The Unforgiven?
I am.
How long have you been watching it?
Like a couple of days.
Yeah, we got this thing. She thinks I need to watch
The Way We Were,
and I think she needs to watch The Unforgiven.
We're very different people.
Yeah, different tastes completely.
Anyway, that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
One other thing I just thought I'd mention to you.
Oh, sure.
Cam Newton, who's the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. Did you see this? The word on the street is that he has given up sex for the football season so he can be a better quarterback.
Wow.
I mean, that's a long season, too. And I'm thinking, you know, if giving up sex makes you a better quarterback, how bad could Tim Tebow actually really be? Just a thought.
You gotta watch The Way We Were.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, everybody, it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And our player is standing by on the line with us this morning. This is an amazing thing because I've never met anybody who is in this profession before. This gentleman's name is John Fanning. He's from Plymouth, Massachusetts. And John is a professional pile driver.
Wow.
Good morning, John.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, I bet you hate going to work in the morning if you got a hangover, don't you?
Yeah, you think?
Boom. Okay, so right? So your job basically is to pound things into the ground until you reach like bedrock, right?
Yeah. Well, set up heavy equipment and you know the energy, and it's pretty tough work, but we're pretty tough guys.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So we'll see about
like
that.
Okay.
Are you tough enough to win $1,000 here?
I hope so. Listen, I got a question for you guys first.
Sure.
How many seconds in a year?
I haven't got a clue. How many, John?
Oh, come on now. 12. January 2nd, February
2nd.
Okay.
Come on
now. Okay. Wow. We'll see. I'll tell you what. We'll see if we can give one like that to you in this game.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. It's going to take 60 seconds. You have the entire 60 seconds to answer all those correctly. Now, you can say pass at any time. Remember, don't pass on too many. Just, you know, first inclination, grab that chance because time runs out and you don't get the $1,000 in cash. And then you get them all right, you give it $1,000 to Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What color is Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster is purple, blue.
True or false, Jefferson Starship's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, it's true.
What kind of paper towel is the quicker picker-upper?
Bounty.
Spell friend.
F-R-I-E-N-D.
Who boasted he could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
What sports drinks was developed at the University of Florida in 1965?
Gatorade.
What Boston gangster was caught in 2011 after 16 years on the
Whitey
run?
Whitey Bulger. James Whitey Bulger.
What brand of leggings was pulled from stores because they were see-through?
Legs.
In the video game, what do Mario and his younger brother Luigi do for a living?
Plumbers.
What band was formed by three Gibb brothers?
ZZ Top.
Okay, you're out of time.
Okay, you ran it out. You ran the event, and we have to tell you that you missed two.
You missed two.
You missed two.
I thought for sure. I thought for sure you were very, very good. The brand of leggings that was pulled from stores because they were see-through, that's Lululemon's.
I really thought you were going to know that one.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I wear those all the time.
And the band formed by three Gibb brothers were the Bee Gees.
Oh, jeez. That's
I hear you.
Right? I was like, oh, he's going to really regret that one.
Oh, but you were really, 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 really strong. You did a fabulous job on that.
Really did.
We're going to send you out to see. This is something I think this is going to be great. I haven't seen this yet, but we have a family four-pack. You got a family?
Yeah, I got a family.
Okay, yeah, you got everything you need. Okay, we're going to give you a family four-pack of passes to see Dumbo. It's the all-new live-action adventure, and it expands on the original classic story where differences are celebrated. Families cherish and dreams take flight. It's in theaters everywhere this Friday. We're going to send you and the family out to see that. Thank you very much for playing the game. We appreciate it. And
great job.
Yeah, very strong.
Did I get the Cookie Monster one correct?
You did. I was going to take blue, purple.
We would have taken blue or purple.
Yeah, blue last. So
yeah,
I think
so it was all good.
Yeah,
okay, so that's good.
All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing the game, John.
Enjoy
take
the
care
scene
yourself.
In Dumbo where they put up the tent and drive those stakes into the ground.
And he's not hitting those things hard enough. Have a great one. Thanks a lot. Hey, anybody else, if you think you can play and win this game, log on to WRR.com. You could end up winning $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So scientists have concluded this big study, and they have now determined at what age we all start turning into our parents. And yeah, I know you think you're really cool and you're never going to turn into your parents. But we all do, and it all happens at one point. Little things creep up on you, one thing at a time, and suddenly one day you say, I'm my dad, or I'm my mom. So what do you think?
I don't think I've turned into my mom. I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both. I'm more like my father, I think. We both have sick senses of humor, so, I mean, there's that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, maybe in the past couple of years, I find myself saying the same things. You know what I do? I know exactly what I do.
What?
I don't remember the names of, like, movies or shows or people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know,
what's
I get them wrong.
What's the name of that
wrong,
woman who was in that movie called?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's
then?
What I'm doing. And that's totally
what's her name
my
and
mother.
What you call it? Yeah, okay.
Or just, like, getting the wrong name, like, calling you, you know, like.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it correlates with when you have children and you start yelling at them.
Okay,
I feel like
I see
that
what you're saying. I see what
really
you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Kind of makes you feel.
Don't make me pull this car over.
Yeah.
Well, now, Heck told me that he knows exactly when it started.
I do.
You even remember the year and how old you were.
December 24th, 1997.
Oh, my really? God.
Really?
Yes,
Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas Eve. I had a 1.5-year-old and a 6-month-old, Abby and Charlotte, and they were both throwing up, sick, vomiting.
Yeah.
All right, so it was supposed to be this wonderful time.
Yeah, sure.
Except.
Yeah.
We had no money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a new house, so I had a mortgage and 2 car payments due in a week.
Yeah.
And the furnace was broken. We didn't get to go to Christmas Eve to the celebration with the family. I sat there thinking, oh, my God, now I have turned into my parents. This is what being a parent is like.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
But then Santa Claus came and everything was great.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
He didn't bring the mortgage money, though.
Yeah. But. I think about it every night at dinner.
Yep.
Because when I was a kid, I was the slowest eater, and I tortured my parents, and it was awful. And now, my kids, both of them,
slow
eaters. And I find myself banging my head against the kitchen table every night at dinner going, oh, my God, I know exactly what my parents were talking about.
Yep. You did it.
So
You turned into your parents. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, it's a little different. It's almost exactly the same for men and women. Women start turning into their mother at age 33. Men start turning into their father age 34.
About right. Everything's pretty serious and heavy at that age.
I was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you were way ahead of the curve, Hank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so I have this theory about Gronk's retirement. Okay, so here's my theory. So, as you know, this weekend was a big weekend for the Patriots. Two big stories came up. First, Robert Kraft issued the apology. And then Gronk retires.
Wow.
So here's what happened. This is my theory. So last Wednesday, Robert Kraft calls Gronk and says, Gronk, I'm going to retire. I'm going to apologize. But what I want you to do is a day and a half after I apologize, I want you to announce your retirement. That way, everybody will start thinking about you, and it'll take the pressure off me.
Possible, but I mean, we're still going to talk about.
Could be.
Bob Kraft, too, so that's, you know.
Okay.
Because the news of Gronk's retirement will fade. The other news
will not fade.
I want to apologize.
But, yeah, I am. I'm excited for Gronk. I'm excited because he's so young. He's not going to play anymore, so that he will remain healthy. And I'm just curious what his second act is going
to
be.
I'm dying to see what he's going to do.
Because
I am,
that's
too,
just,
yeah.
I don't, like, it's slightly inspiring. Like, this guy has been playing football his entire life, and now he's done with it. And what do you do with that? I feel like he's going to have a good attitude. Like, he won't be depressed.
He has a good attitude about everything.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of stories that he's never spent any of his football money.
Really?
Yeah, he's just, lived on his endorsement money and bought his houses and cars and everything with his endorsement money.
That was smart.
Still got all his football money. You know, and he doesn't run with, a big posse or any that kind of stuff, you know.
Nope. He's got his nice little girlfriend. And they seem happy. She's a swimsuit model. Of course she is.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, would you rather be pounded by a bunch of 6'5", 300-pound men or spend some more time with a swimsuit model?
Okay, I'm going to go with the swimsuit model. Just me? Well,
Tom Brady keeps coming back.
Well,
I mean,
what does that say about him?
Yeah, he is. He really loves football, man.
He really does.
He really loves football is right.
And, of course, WWE is in town tonight.
Oh.
The Monday Night Raw is over at the Garden. So there's a lot of speculation that Gronk might show up there. And maybe
the timing of the whole thing, because Monday Night Raw's tonight, then maybe he's going to go.
That's got Gronk written all over.
And you know, Hank said something, because you worry about him going to the WWE, because you know you can get hurt in that game. I mean,
he's got back and ankle and knee injuries.
Hank, he could be like the manager,
right?
Because you know those guys always end up.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this idea.
He could challenge Vince McMahon and his daughter for supremacy.
No, I don't. I think he should just go into acting and see what happens. He needs a couple of lessons, but that's okay.
You know what would be a great tag team? Gronk and Bob Kraft. That would be a tag team.
Bob Kraft, Robert Kraft could be his manager.
Yep.
Okay. I think we've got the future figured out for the Gronk.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Very big night. WWE Monday Night Raw. And we just happen to have a wrestling machine in the studio with us this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Elias.
Hello, I am Elias. Wow, I got a whole sign up here and everything.
Sign up for
that's really great.
WWE Walk with Elias.
How you doing, Elias?
I'm doing fantastic this morning. How about
you're not looking so tough to me, Elias. I think I could take you.
Is it the scarf? Is that
what it is?
Yeah,
it's the scarf.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's the blouse, really.
It's going to be pretty tough to wear a sparkly scarf like that.
Well, not to him. He thinks he can take me. But,
he was a Marine.
He's a Marine.
Okay, well, fair enough then.
He thinks he's tough, scarf.
So, how in the world did you get to where you are today? How did you get started?
Where do I begin, man? I mean, it all started being a fan of wrestling growing up, man. I just loved it. I loved Macho Man and Jake the Snake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart. I was just so into it that I said to myself, you know what? I want to do that one day. And after a Monday Night Raw, you know, just cut me off whenever because this could be a whole story. But there was a flyer on my car one time, and it said, come out, see some local wrestling. I did go out, see some local wrestling. I asked one of the guys, how do you get into this? They introduced me to somebody who started training me, and years of hard work later, here I am.
Okay. How big are you?
6'1", 235.
So
Oh, boy.
Amazing.
All right, so
amazing.
Well, I know this is what I, because Monday Night Raw, tonight at the Garden, it'll be on USA tonight, and everyone in town is wondering, because there was some big news over the weekend about, Rob Gronkowski.
What?
He's retiring from football. Do you think he could, I don't know, show up tonight?
I don't know about that, man. That would be insane.
Wouldn't it?
What would... Well, he did show up at WrestleMania with
he
us.
Did.
Before.
Yes,
he did.
That's
true.
It is his home, you know, area.
Yep,
he's been a Patriot his whole life. It does seem to make sense that he would. I don't know, man. I can't speak on it.
Do you think he's got what it takes to be a pro wrestler? Do you think he's got it?
Oh, it's hard to say right off the bat. Now he's athletic. He's big. You know, he's got a personality. So he's got those check marks. You know what I'm saying? But. Once you get in that ring, once you feel it, once you start living that lifestyle, that's when you find out if you've got what it takes.
Inside the squared circle.
Of course.
You know you've made it when you
say it.
When your signature move has like a GIF, the drift away.
Yeah.
That is such an athletic move, though. You must have been quite an athlete growing up.
Thank you. You know, I was big into baseball growing up. That was my thing.
Baseball.
That didn't look like a baseball move right there.
No, I know. It really doesn't.
It'd be a lot easier if they'd let you take a bat in the ring.
The pitcher would be so surprised.
Well, I've got a guitar with me.
Well, the guitar. Really, you take the guitar.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
use
true.
Use that here and there, smack people with that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's easier than carrying around a chair,
well,
right?
Well, you were saying a baseball.
Yeah, I know. I mean, do you ever, you know, use the guitar as a weapon? I mean, is that?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Absolutely. You know, if somebody crosses me, at, you know, at the wrong time or they interrupt one of my songs, I got no problem smashing them with a guitar.
How many guitars have you gone through?
At this point, man, I gotta say, 50.
You need to get a deal with Gibson.
Wow.
I've got a sponsorship with Fender. Thank you.
Oh, Fender.
Very nice.
So they keep on providing them as long as I play them.
Wow. Even then, they know what you're going to do to them. Those poor guitars.
They love it, man. They love it.
God,
and even
do.
If the guy doesn't go down, then you can choke him out with one of the strings.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
Hey, never thought about that.
WWE, walk with eyes.
Yeah. If you need a manager,
yep,
Hank's available.
Hey, but I'll tell you, they're just lucky you don't play a piano, because you drop a piano and man, it's all over.
I do. That's probably the next evolution.
Oh, wow. Oh, you play the piano too, huh?
Play the piano too.
All right, well, who's going to be there tonight for Monday Night Raw?
Man, we're going to have everybody, because we're on the road to WrestleMania. It's our biggest show of the year. Yeah, we'll have Ronda Rousey out there. She's
Wow.
Champ.
Love her.
That's right. We've got The Shield. I mean, Roman Reigns, the guy just beat cancer. He's back. He's fighting. I mean, who else we got? We got the tag team champions, the Revival. We've got Elias, worth the price of admission
alone.
Right.
Alone, that's worth the price.
Is Kurt Angle still showing up?
Oh, yeah, Kurt Angle. He's on his little retirement tour now. He's got to face Baron Corbin at WrestleMania. He'll be there. I don't know if he's got a match tonight or not, but he'll be in the building.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks for coming in and spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Don't get hurt tonight.
I'm going to do my best.
Thanks for not hitting us with a guitar.
Yes, thank you so much.
Or drop a us.
Walk with Elias.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Elias, right here on the Lorna Wani Morning Show. Thank you very much for coming by this morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorna and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.